Sylvia, here's a microphone. Stand here so that people can see you.
Hello.
We're looking at being secure.
Yes.
Would you have said when you were a young woman you were quite a nervous person?
Yes.
Would you have said that you often feel guilty, often felt guilty?
Yes.
Would you say you often blamed yourself?
Yes.
Would you say that you were often scared?
Yes.
Take your mind back to the year 2014. It was May the 25th.
Yes.
We came back from church. You went into the house. I went round to look for the dog at the back of the house. What happened?
I went into the house and I realised the kitchen window was open and a man suddenly came out of the kitchen with a knife.
We had been burgled by delinquents, murderous delinquents. What did that man do to you?
He pushed me over and my glasses fell off.
What were you worried about when he pushed you over?
That he would tread on them, because I can't see without them.
And as you lay on the floor, and the man started kicking me around and tying me up, what did you say?
I said, you don't have to kick him, he's a priest.
And then you said?
This is God's house, and God is here. With us, and he's with you too.
What did one of the thieves say as he left the house?
He said, can you tell us how to get out?
No, I wasn't going to ask you that. I'm trying to save time, but if you want, I'll tell you a little bit of the story. Can you give me 3 minutes? Okay. Once they saw this and the power in this lady and the peace and security in this lady, because she was magnificent, she told them off very politely and she said, you're not robbing me, I'm giving you all these things. When they saw this, one of the thieves wanted to go and the other one wanted to get around the house as soon as possible to get as much as he could. We called the one that wanted to leave the good thief. And when the time came for them to escape, he came up to me and said, excuse me, Father, how do we get out? And I said, you need the key. Where's the key, Father? I said, in my pocket. Can I put my hand in your pocket, Father? Do you mind? He got the key out. I said, now you unlock the padlock with that. He went out. He now had the keys to my house, but such is the power of God. He brought the keys back with the padlock and said, I'll put them down here, shall I, Father? Security. Peace. Peace with God. Even the delinquents, murdering delinquents that they were, saw it. This lady, who when I met her was quiet, quite shy, easily scared, full of security. Why? Because she is in Christ. But let me tell you something. You are the same person. God does not change your temperament. Do you get this? This is terribly important. I am the same people. Except that then I had hair down to here and now I haven't. But the point is this. Peter was the same Peter. But God is in you and you are in him. And it changes everything. So what was the last thing that the priest said? As he knelt down, the thief. It's been a long day and a long trip. What was the last thing the thief said as he knelt before us?
Perdóname, padre.
Please forgive me. Let me tell you something. If God faces you with your greatest fear, don't be surprised. I repeat that. If God faces you with your greatest fear, it's because he wants you to know something, that he is bigger even than your greatest fear. That is not an invitation. God is good. But sometimes he wants us to face the very thing we're most scared of so that we can know that he is greater. Thank you very much, Sylvia. Can you give her a round of applause, please?